Spot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all seen the show Surviving R. Kelly? Oh, Lord, they still surviving R. Kelly. Well, on the phone, do we have one of the executive producers of Surviving R. Kelly?
I think we do.
Is this Jesse? That's right. Is this Jesse Daniels?
Nice to meet you guys. Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you too, Jesse. So, let's talk about it.
Dive right into it.
The whole series behind Surviving R. Kelly, you're one of the executive producers. What made you want to bring this to light? What made you want to bring this to television?
I mean, I was at the very early stages of developing this, the very beginning, and me along with a couple other producers, we got wind of this story. There was certainly some incredible journalism happening. But, you know, a story would drop and then no one would talk about it. And so that was our first question, is why aren't people talking about this? These are some shocking stories. And so we went and met with a survivor, and then we met with a parent, and then we met with another survivor, and the whole thing snowballed, where we realized that this is, this is something incredible that needs to be told and needs to be talked about.
Now, Jesse, the black community wants to know, will there be a series that's documenting the other white entertainers or people who are in the white side who have been accused of these same allegations? Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, those.
Absolutely. This is not the end of these kinds of documentaries. I think they have, Surviving R. Kelly along with a few others, has opened up the door for this. I think we need to continue this movement.
Absolutely.
There's so many other people out there. Mm-hmm. I know that Lifetime is doing a Surviving Jeffrey Epstein, which seems like something that needs to be told. Whole other area, like politics, and is something that sounds
Surviving Donald Trump. Oh, my bad.
not quite yet. maybe sometime down the line. But
yeah.
I agree with you guys that we need to keep the momentum going. We need to keep telling these stories.
So let me ask you this, Jesse Daniels. So it had been so long since R. Kelly had been in the spotlight about, you know, these allegations, and he went to trial, he was acquitted or whatever. Why now? Because a lot of folks ask, like, where did it come from and why now? Because after y'all surviving R. Kelly, it seemed like everybody fell out with R. Kelly again, and now he's back in jail.
Yeah, we during the first production, we kept our head down, right? We wanted to just tell the best, documentary, the best story that we could, and give these survivors a platform for the first time on television to share their stories. What happened next was completely out of our hands, and we, when we saw the support for this documentary, the tidal wave of support, I think everyone wanted answers. They wanted to know why this hadn't been investigated further. They wanted to know why the law hadn't stepped in so many other times in the past when it could have. And so that's what we're seeing now, is we're seeing the past catching up to R. Kelly, I think. And so, we have federal charges happening in April and May.
You sound pretty happy about this.
No, I'm not. To be honest,
you sound kind of happy. We got the charges, baby. He's gonna be locked up forever.
I've certainly been living this for a long time, along with a lot of other incredible producers. For us, the focus has always been in the documentary and giving a voice to our survivors. That's been priority number one. Whatever happens with the trials, with the charges, we'll be watching alongside you guys.
Jesse, I got a two-parter. First question is, do you still listen to R. Kelly? I want to know, because on your...
Or did you ever? No. Were you ever a fan?
No, because
people... might not have been a fan.
People never ask that question about, like, when you put a documentary out like this, and, people canceled R. Kelly, and they said they weren't going to play his music. A lot of radio stations, including ours, we stopped playing his music. But I still listen to R. Kelly. He put out some hits. Now, and also...
I got a problem with Robert, not R.
Now, also, why the part two? Like, what more is it like with, I saw that Dame Dash is going to be in there. Dame Dash has some allegations of his own. Like, why the part two?
Okay. So, certainly to answer your first question, absolutely, I listened to R. Kelly growing up. How can you not? He was one of the biggest, if not the biggest R&B artist of the 90s and early 2000s. And he put out hits. He was everywhere. And I was one of the millions of listeners of his. But I'd say the first story I heard the first time I jumped on the phone, first time I met with a survivor. After that, it was over. Like, it was impossible for me to listen to his music. But honest, that's separating the art from the artist. Mm-hmm. That conversation, that debate is one that's going to happen forever. And so I think it's up to every individual person as to whether or not they want to keep listening to his music. I only ask that you watch the documentary first, you educate yourself, you listen to these stories, and then you decide.
Mm. So now that the documentary has come out, and we're getting ready to go into part two, they said that part two is going to be, what, a six-part series over three nights?
Yeah, we have actually five parts over three nights. We have two airing on tonight. And two on Friday, and then one long, larger episode on Saturday. You asked about Damon Dash, and you asked about so many other people. Yeah, so we did not have plans to make a part two. We were really proud of what we'd done after the first Survivor, R. Kelly, and we felt like we gave it everything we had. Then charges started dropping.
Right.
Then people, a month later, the conversation was still going on. We started getting, in touch with calls, in fact, or people reaching out to us saying they know somebody else associated with the story. We met other survivors. We met other people who worked for R. Kelly at one point or another. And we realized that, you know, there are so many areas that we hadn't been able to go to in part one that we can go into now.
Do you feel like everybody who is coming out, though, with a Surviving R. Kelly story, do you feel like everybody's telling the truth? Because it's so much that it's somebody like had to say at one time, like, now come on now. It wasn't nobody back then saying, like, come on, R., like, you got to do better, or ain't wasn't nobody telling nothing. Because you could, I mean, he could have quite possibly paid everybody off and just ran out of money and now everybody want to talk. Or do you believe everybody's telling the truth?
Listen, we don't put out just anybody who says, hey, I have a story, I went through something. For us, we go, if they're on the screen, they're there because we did a very comprehensive and complex, a process of corroboration, fact-checking, you know, talking to other people who were there at that time period, making sure that this person's story is legitimate and real, and then we put it on the air.
Jesse Daniels. Y'all didn't interview me. I survived R. Kelly, too. I played basketball with him, and he broke my nose. Y'all didn't come and interview me.
Oh.
I survived R. Kelly, too. He played basketball with five of his friends, and they played prison ball, and they roughed me up. Why ain't on the damn documentary?
Remember, Jesse, when he said...
His nose broke?
Remember when he said, why you ain't nobody over there? I was like, now, come on now. This is one of those stories, Jesse, where it's okay for you to say, now, come on now, you're a damn liar.
I did play basketball with R. Kelly. This is a true story.
He didn't break your nose, though.
No, he didn't break my nose, but he did bone me in my ribs, though.
Look, damn all that, Jesse. You executive producer. What movies and films y'all got coming up? I'm trying to audition for something.
Yeah, listen, this is the focus right now. It's Survivor R. Kelly, The Reckoning. I think for us, we're still in it. You know, even though we delivered the documentary, it's airing tonight. We're living in this and proud of what we've done and want to make sure that we can be available to continue the conversation on this. This is important to us.
That's what's up. Well, Surviving R. Kelly, tell the people when it drops again.
Tonight at 9 p.m., we are our first two-hour event. And then again tomorrow and on Saturday, same as last year. And, it's going to be... It's going to be an emotional roller coaster. We have 70 interviews this year. Last year it was something around 50 something, and I think that we go deeper into areas we couldn't even go into last year. So I'm excited to see what everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.